There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I don't need to emphasize, because I'm sure you guys know, that no matter what it is that we're talking about, that you're always welcome to call whatever is on your mind. Because that's what the program really is. It's to help you deal with whatever it is that's going on in your life. There may be things that we think are just pretty interesting that we should sort of focus on, but that's our perception, that you're allowed to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So, FIFA. When I woke up this morning, there were 5 alerts on my phone. So this is apparently a big story, a national story. FIFA is the international soccer group. And it turns out the Justice Department, the FBI, the IRS are describing soccer's governing body. They said in terms normally The Justice Department, the FBI, and the IRS are describing soccer's governing body in terms normally reserved for mafia families and drug cartels, saying the top officials treated FIFA business decisions as chits to be traded for personal wealth. One soccer official took in more than $10 million in bribes, said Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, it gets worse. These individuals and organizations engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide.
Oh, boy.
Now, remember we did a story a couple of weeks ago of them saying that they were not going to tolerate racist comments?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's kind of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
They said... today they had said 50 people. My phone said this article must have been written before that, because my phone says 50 people have already been arrested. They said they asked whether or not they were investigating Sepp Blatter, who's got the world's best name, who's FIFA president and the man widely regarded as the most powerful person in sports, not in soccer, in sports. One federal law enforcement official said Mr. Blatter's fate would depend on where the investigation goes from here. Can you say dead meat?
I mean, yeah.
Come on.
Jeez.
This is the beginning of our effort, not the end. 25 unnamed co-conspirators, as I said, my phone this morning said 50, from FIFA officials to a South African World Cup bid committee official. We are looking into individuals and entities in a variety of countries. The government is pursuing a very aggressive prosecutorial, say that with a mouthful of teeth, response in order to change the behavior. Swiss authorities, working in conjunction with the United States, conducted an extraordinary early morning operation in Zurich to arrest several top soccer officials and extradite them to the United States on federal corruption charges. As the leaders gathered for their annual meeting, more than a dozen plainclothes Swiss law enforcement officials arrived at the Bar de Lac Hotel, an elegant 5-story property with views of the Alps and Lake Zurich. They went to the front desk to get room numbers and then proceeded upstairs. They were carried out peacefully. One FIFA official, Eduardo Lee of Costa Rica, was led by the authorities from his room to a side door exit of the hotel. He was allowed to bring his luggage. The charges allege widespread corruption over 2 decades involving bids for World Cups as well as marketing and broadcast deals. They had opened a criminal case related to the bids for the 2018 and 2022 World Cup, incidents that more than any others encapsulated FIFA's unusual power dynamic. In the course of said proceedings, electronic data and documents were seized they were a startling blow to FIFA, a multi-billion-dollar organization that governs the world's most popular sport that has been plagued by accusations of bribery for decades. The inquiry is also a major threat to Mr. Blatter, who has for years acted as de facto head of state. Politicians, star players, national soccer officials, and global corporations that want their brands attached to the sport have genuflected before him. An election seemingly preordained to give Mr. Blatter a fifth term as president is scheduled for Friday. Spokesman insisted at the news conference that he was not involved in any alleged wrongdoing, that the election would go ahead as planned.
Yowzers.
Somebody said if Bush had invaded FIFA instead of Iraq, he'd have street named after him in every European capital. The Department of Justice indictment named 14 people on charges, including racketeering. As I said, mine was much more widespread than that. Wire fraud, money laundering, conspiracy. In addition to senior soccer officials, the indictment also named sports marketing executives from the United States and South America who were accused of paying more than $150 million in bribes and kickbacks in exchange for media deals associated with major soccer tournaments. FIFA welcomes actions that can help contribute to rooting out any wrongdoing in football, which, of course, is their version of soccer. So there we go. And they're saying this is only beginning. The alleged corruption is rampant, systemic, and deep-rooted, both here abroad and in the United States. Chuck Blazer, who is a former executive, secretly pleaded guilty in federal court in 2013. He forfeited $1.9 million when he entered his guilty plea and agreed to make a second payment at sentencing. This is the most significant case for Ms. Lynch, who took office last month. She's previously served as United States Attorney in Brooklyn, where she supervised the FIFA investigation. Wow. So apparently there was a news conference this morning. They have $1.5 billion in reserves. It's as much a global financial conglomerate as a sports organization, with countries around the world competing aggressively to win the bid to host the World Cup. Mr. Blatter has commanded the fealty of anyone who wanted a piece of that revenue stream. Oh, do we think he's innocent? Mm-mm. He and FIFA have weathered corruption controversies in the past, but none involve charges of federal crimes in United States court. The law gives the Justice Department wide authority to bring cases against foreign nationals living abroad, an authority that prosecutors have used repeatedly in international terrorism cases. Those cases can hinge on the slightest connection in the United States, like the use of an American bank or an internet service provider. Whoa, they are serious, folks. Switzerland's treaty with the United States is unusual in that it gives Swiss authorities the power to refuse extradition for tax crimes. But on matters of general criminal law, the Swiss have agreed to turn people over for prosecution in American courts. Oh, for soccer, I think that they're going to turn them over. Critics of FIFA point to the lack of transparency regarding executive salaries and resource allocations for an organization that has, by its own admission, had revenue of $5.7 billion in the last 3 years, from 2011 to 2014. That's almost $2 billion a year.
Wow.
Policy decisions are often taken without debate or explanation. A small group of officials, known as the Executive Committee, operates with outsized power. For years, functioned with little oversight and even less transparency. Alexandra Raig, who once unsuccessfully attempted to help overhaul FIFA's methods, labeled the organization Byzantine and impenetrable. Law enforcement officials said much of the inquiry involves CONCACAF, one of the six regional confederations that composes FIFA, which stands for Confederation of North, Central America, and Caribbean Association Football, includes countries like the U.S., Mexico, Barbados, and Montserrat. Several international soccer events were tainted by bribes and kickbacks involving media and marketing rights. The Gold Cup, so it's about to hit the fan. A guy whose name was Warner, who was running CONCACAF, had to resign. There was a whistleblower who worked for Qatar bid team claiming that several African officials were paid $1.5 million each to support Qatar. Man, this one's going to go on for a while. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569, folks. Don't all call me the last 1 minute of the show, because then I can't take very many phone calls. You're not going to do that. You wouldn't do that to me, would you? Nah. 855-993-7569. How about catching up on an email?
Sure. We got an email from someone who wanted to remain anonymous, which
that's
of course
okay.
is always perfectly fine.
Sure.
This person says, "Dear Dr. Joy, I'm sending an email because I sleep during the day. I'm in my 50s. My wife is in her 60s. She has three children in this order, a son, daughter, and a younger son. Their ages are 41, 40, and 38. They are on their own. I've been married for 29 years and am the stepfather. I have no children. Her ex is in his 60s and has never remarried. His interest is in very young girls ranging from 19 into their 20s.
Well, at least they're out of recess. Okay.
Through the years, every time her ex is around, such as coming to a function or has been around us, he constantly brings up all the things he and my current wife did in the past. His kids see this as wrong, as well as my wife and myself. My wife talked to him about this already, and he just doesn't get it. I have several questions. What makes someone do that? To my wife and myself, this shows a lack of consideration and total disregard to my feelings as well as hers. What would be your advice on how to handle this situation?
Okay. Let me start with the obvious as why he does it. I know you're taking it personally, and it would be hard not to, so I'm understanding that. But let me just give you a similar situation that is, because sometimes it's a little easier to see it from a bit more of a perspective. A couple of years ago, I ran into a friend from high school, and we were friends during high school. There was nothing romantic. We were just friends. And he could tell me everything we did from the day we met to the day we graduated. And I have a really good memory. And most of this stuff, I say, oh, great, yeah. And it finally occurred to me after the experience that for him, high school was the high point of his life. It was the time he'd been happiest. He felt best about himself. And so he remembered every detail of it. And, I had a perfectly good time in high school, but if I had to go back, my life has been very full and pretty interesting and a lot of fun and since then. And so it's not that I forgot all of it, although a lot of it, I actually didn't remember, because it got replaced with other memories, with other experiences. And high school was a long time ago. So, but for him, it wasn't. For him, it was very immediate because it was the high point of his life. So for your wife's ex, for whatever reason, that was the high point of his life. And if you think about it, he hasn't remarried. He doesn't have any kids other than those three. It sounds like that he's not particularly close to the three. And when he shows up, his wife has got a new husband. I know 29 years isn't brand new, but... And a younger man, and it sounds like you get along very well with the kids. So for him, it's not that he's necessarily saying, I had her first. I think what he's saying is, and I don't even think it has anything to do with you or her or the kids. And I know that sounds a little ironic. I think it has to do with that was the high point of his life. And therefore, it's what he constantly goes back to. And every time, and I think you're right, to a certain extent he is, and it is, I'm not disagreeing that it's kind of rude, but it's only rude if you view it as something that he's doing against you, as opposed to for himself. And I think he's trying to make himself feel more important, not only in the kid's eyes and his ex's eyes and your eyes, but in his own eyes. And I think that if you can understand that, you're probably going to have a much easier time just sort of smiling sickly and saying, right, because it was the high point of his life. And he's just saying, what about me? Look at me. I was once more important to the kids and to her than I am now. So I think it's sad rather than rude. And that might help you a bit in terms of what you do about it. One of the ways of heading it off at the pass, believe it or not, maybe to try to vaguely befriend him, and by saying, what's going on with you? Have you done, you don't have to say, have you done anything interesting lately? But you could say, have you seen this movie, or what do you think about FIFA, or something? Just by engaging him, so he doesn't feel that he is a non-person, because he probably feels invisible. and we feel invisible, we'll do whatever we need to do to say, look, I'm here, I exist. So, you know, I think it's more sad than mean, even though I know it feels inappropriate. But it's all he's got. And so it's what he's clinging to and what he's saying, you know, this is me, this is how I label myself. Okay, so that may make it a little easier for you to, not necessarily to be accepting of it, but to feel less threatened by it. Because I think in some ways it's a statement of his inadequacy, not yours at all. And if you can sort of view it that way, it may be a little easier on you and on the kids and on your ex as well. There's the movie Aloha comes out this weekend, which has a situation similar to this, in that it's got Bradley Cooper and John Krasinski being the old boyfriend and the current husband of Rachel McAdams, and how they sort of deal with the same issue. So if that's a comfort to you, it's not a terrific movie, to be quite honest. It's got a terrific cast, but not a terrific movie. It's what happens when you put much too much into a movie, even with a really good cast, which I will tell you about tomorrow. All right, so I would, if you possibly can, view this more as a statement of his loss rather than him saying, you know, I had her first. And saying, you know, I'm really, you're only the stepfather, these are my kids. Because obviously he wouldn't say that unless he felt somewhat threatened by your relationship with him. So when you're around him, I think just being gracious to him, and you probably more than either the kids or your wife. And if you set that pattern, they may say, gee, why are you doing this? And you could just say, look, it sounds to me that his time with you was the most important and happiest time in his life. And so I suppose on some level I should be grateful to him, because if he hadn't blown it, I wouldn't be in this situation. So so I guess I can afford to be a little bit generous with him. All right. But you don't have to tell them to do it, because they're going to feel a little bit differently about it than you do. But I think if you can adopt that particular stance, that you may feel a little more comfortable about the situation. All right. You know, it's, you know, that we I talked before about going back and rewiring our brain by just focusing on the happy stuff. And for him, this is the happy stuff, although it may be somewhat mixed. You know, it may just be that he can't, you know, it was both the happiest time in his life and something he really can't get beyond. So rather than being angry with him, what I would do is feel kind of sorry for him. All righty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
I'm wondering how to help my daughter rebuild her self-esteem.
How old is your daughter?
10.
What do you think clobbered it?
It's her mother's attitude towards her.
Are you and her mom together?
No.
How long?
We've been apart for 3 years, and approximately 6 months ago, she moved in with her boyfriend, which didn't make my daughter happy at that point. She's the only biological daughter still in the house, and it's become her target. She's on her for pretty much every little mistake, and is harder on her than she needs to be.
Well, Tim, you got to be careful about this. You're not exactly the president of your ex-wife's fan club, I suspect. And
no, we get along great, actually. I just can't get through to her that what she's doing is actually on her self-esteem.
Is this something that you've witnessed?
Yeah, she's...
Give me an example, could you? So I'm on the same page.
I call my daughter, and, you know, pretty much daily, and asked her how school day went, and just not very recently, and she was in the car telling me about a project she just finished, and her mother snapped at her because she didn't tell her first.
Well, but I don't think, that seems to me, first of all, not your wife, your ex-wife being judgmental about your daughter. It sounds like she's being, that seems sort of vaguely legitimate. I mean, in that she's saying, how come, you know, I get to hear about it when you talk to your father about it. That sounds more competitive than picking on your kid.
And I agree with you 100%. And it makes perfect sense that it would happen that way.
Yeah, that one seems to me not a very good example.
Okay. I'm just constantly...
Because, look, if the two of you, if the roles had been reversed, if your daughter had been with you riding around in the car and her mom had said, how often do you have custody of your kid? On the weekends?
Every other weekend and every morning I take her to school.
Okay, let's say that somehow your daughter had been in the car with you in the morning and your wife had called and your daughter's response was, yeah, I have a test today, and she hadn't told you anything about it. Your response would be exactly the same as, wait a minute, why didn't you tell me? So that doesn't seem to me a very good example. That's part of the kid feeling, and the kid, for all we know, may be manipulating both of you. But I don't think that's a fair example. See if you can give me another one.
Okay. Just in terms of, yelling at her all the time.
Give me an example where you've actually heard your wife yell at, your ex-wife yell at your daughter.
When she does her hair for her and she doesn't like it, she'll yell at her.
Wait a minute. Who does whose hair for whom?
When her mother does it.
When her mother does your daughter's hair?
Right.
And your daughter doesn't like it?
Right. Or she's wearing...
Tim, my dear, I'd be a little careful about this. I think you've got one really legitimate complaint, which is that mom is living with a boyfriend with a 10-year-old around. I don't think that's kosher. I think that really is very difficult for the 10-year-old because at the time she's really beginning to deal with her own sexuality, she's having to deal with a boyfriend. And
right.
I think that's a legitimate complaint. You seem to be implying that there are other children, that your ex-wife has other children. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're older and moved out.
Okay, well, listen, self-esteem is not parent esteem. It really isn't. And I know that a lot of people feel, you know, if your parent says you're fabulous, that you'll believe you're fabulous. But it's a different issue. Do I think there are issues between mothers and daughters when daughters are, you know, right there on the cusp of teenage? Sure. Do I think that you allowing your daughter to unload about her mom is healthy? I do not. So let me sort of see if I can give you a landscape here that may be helpful to you. I think it's perfectly okay to say to a 10-year-old who's split between two parents, look, I understand this is really tough, and I know that you're trying to please both of us, and if you want someone to talk to that feels very private, that's fine. Your mom and I will both pay for you to talk with a therapist, and we won't ask questions, and that's legit, and if that's something you want, that's something we can manage. On the other hand, if you've got a complaint with me, don't tell your mom about it, tell me, because I'm the one who can change it. If you've got a complaint with your mom, she's the one without facial hair, I hope. Tell her about it. Because otherwise, you're going to get yourself played like a Stradivarius. Your daughter's going to come and say, Mommy does this and this. And if you don't think she's doing exactly the same thing about you, you're making a mistake. So number one, therapist if she wants it. Number two, complaints about your mom go to your mom. Complaints about me come to me. Number three, I think you have a legitimate issue with your ex, with whom you get along well, to say, I listened to this woman on the air who was just absolutely adamant that you don't shack up with somebody when you've got teenagers around, and essentially 10-year-old's a teenager for all practical purposes, that have sex till your eyeballs rattle. If you want to live with him, why don't you let her live with me and you take, assuming you can do that. But I think that self-esteem, especially during teenage years, is doing things that we value. And doing well in school because we like school, having friends, being able to draw a good picture, getting our math homework done. But self-esteem is not parent esteem. It's not mom or dad esteem. It's self-esteem. Now, do I think your daughter's going through a troubled situation with a boyfriend living in? I do. I don't think it's a very good idea. But I think I'd be careful about assuming that your ex-wife is doing something wretched other than cohabiting, because they're going they're going to argue with one another, and you need to make sure that you're not getting played. And the best way to do that is say, you got to complain with me, come to me about it, you got to complain with your mom. And I don't think it's inappropriate. Are you living with somebody at this moment?
No.
Okay. I don't think it's inappropriate for, during teenage years with divorced parents, for the kids to be living with one parent for part of the time and the other parent for the other part. So, I mean, if you're feeling that you want to give your ex some time with the new guy to decide whether or not it's going to work, and you say to your ex, listen, I'd really like Giselle to come and live with me because I think it's not a great idea to have her living there with a boyfriend on premises. I'll give you guys some time to get to know each other, decide whether you're going to fish or cut bait on this one. If you decide to marry him, let her come back to you. But until you decide that, it means that there's less disruption in your life, less disruption in her life, and it seems to me not a bad idea. And if the role's reversed, it's not because you're her mom. It's because that, you know, I listen to this woman who just has, you know, just gives everybody the, reads the riot act to them when they're cohabiting when with a teenager around.
I see.
All right? Okay. And help your daughter to understand what she does well. You know, Tim, I give the example all the time. If I said to you, if your kid, when she was 3 or 4 or 5, ran up to you and said, Daddy, Daddy, do you like my picture? Your heart is going to tell you to say, yes, it's wonderful. It turns out that's the wrong answer, and I'll tell you why. Because your kid knows that either that's a sloppy piece of work, at which point we've just established Dad as a nincompoop because he liked it when I was sloppy, or that it's really good, and you know that. And so the right answer to your kid when they say, do you like this, is, do you like it? Because then we're teaching our child to evaluate their own behavior, and that's what self-reliance is. That's what self-esteem is. It's not mommy or daddy esteem. It's helping the child to evaluate their own behavior.
Okay.
And that's where it comes from. And I know it's not inherently obvious. Parenting is one of those things that is not inherently obvious. And there really aren't role models for it, because if our parents did a great job with it, it seems seamless, so we don't know how to do it. If they did a horrible job, we try doing exactly the opposite, and that doesn't work any better. So it's one of those things that really requires constant reappraisal and you know, sort of reevaluating and being analytical about it and saying, what am I doing? What's the long term? It's a really complicated job. And most of us are not very... We're really not very well equipped for it to begin with. We kind of have to learn to do it. All right?
Okay, thank you.
And the other really tricky part of it is it's probably the only time in our entire existence that undoubtedly I'll figure out something that is a counter-argument to that. We really have to think of somebody else's needs before our own. Because our own, talking about self-esteem, as a parent, we think, well, you know, I'm protective, or I don't want my kid to feel frustrated, or so I'm going to tie their shoe for them. But the point is, as a parent, our job is not to tie our kid's shoe. It's to teach them to tie their own shoe. Now, part of that is you don't teach a year-old child to tie their own shoe. They just don't have the motor skills yet. But a five-year-old, why are you still tying their shoe? And the answer is because it's a habit, because it makes you feel better, because the kid gets all frustrated when they try to tie their own shoe and says, Mommy, Mommy, do this. And when you tie their shoe, they put their arms around you and say, Mommy, I love you, or Daddy, I love you. It's the wrong approach that we really need to think about long-term consequences in parenting. They're probably not a bad idea to learn long-term consequences in lots of things, but it becomes crucial when we're dealing with our kids. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All righty. Well, Judy, you'd be really pleased. There was a study that just came out that said that Broadway had its, I think it's best year ever. Is that, I don't know if it's its best year ever, but it was a record season. It's up almost 8% over last year.
It was like a record season or something.
Yeah,
like
well, yeah, it's breaking box office and attendance records. So I think it may be, yeah, it has enjoyed the best ever season. As I kept saying to you guys, that I've been in New York for now almost 20 years, and was the best Broadway season I can ever remember. But apparently my perception was accurate. Part of it is that ticket prices have gone up, but they took in almost $1.4 billion last year, up almost 8%. And you think of another business that's gone up 8% in the last year or so. I don't think they are. Attendance is climbed. 13.1 million theater goers watching a show. The ticket price for a musical, this is part of the problem, or part of the reason, I suppose, is $177.30 for the Book of Mormon. For a play, it's $153.40 for the audience. Both are very worth seeing. But I can say that because, you know, I don't necessarily have to pay those prices. But 37 productions, 10 new musicals, 5 revivals, as well as 11 new plays, 9 play revivals and 2 specials opened the season. It's just been a terrific year on Broadway. And the Tonys are coming up, so it'll be fun. And I actually have something. I don't know that it's eligible for the Tonys or not. I don't know if it opened in time or not. It may have. It opened May 28th, and I think it has to open. I think something has to open. Wait a minute. May 28th would be tomorrow, wouldn't it? All right, so so I'm reviewing this, the day before it opens. I wonder if I'm allowed to do that. Oops, it's too late to worry about it. At any rate, it's terrific. It's Jim Parsons' Act of God, and it's directed by Joe Mantella, who could do no wrong. He's a great actor. He's a great director. And I don't think anybody but Jim Parsons could pull this off, to be quite honest. It is, the writing in it is extraordinary. It's written by David, I think it's pronounced Haberbaum, who is a writer for The Daily Show, and it shows. This has got something to offend everybody in it. And it just, I mean, Jim Parsons actually says that he's God, you know, that God has decided to channel it through Jim Parsons. And because he's such a lovable kind of character that people are used to seeing him in The Big Bang Theory, and he's won all these kind of awards, but he's probably the only person on the planet who could bring it off without getting people hissing and booing him. He decides that the Ten Commandments are the thing that he's best known for. And so he's going to bring us some new commandments with a couple of holdovers. And it's just wonderful. They said it's a one-man show. Technically, I suppose, is not, in that he has two archangels. He has Michael and Gabriel, who are Christopher Fitzgerald, and Tim Kazurski. It's wonderful. I can't praise it enough. It's just hilarious and thought-provoking and somewhat sacrilegious. And in the program, this gives you a hint. I didn't realize that it opened tomorrow night. Sorry, folks, but since I'm giving a good review, hopefully they won't yell at me. There's in the program, there is one of those the hidden word things, and it says a message from God. Find the false gods, and it's got 3 columns of listing of false gods. So, I mean, I'm to be quite honest, I was a little bit surprised that people weren't protesting it, because it'll make you think. And as I said, it's kind of an equal opportunity play, in that it takes on basically every religion, and is just wonderful and hilarious. And clearly the spirit is to make you think, not to offend you and not to have lightning strike you. And as I said, Jim Parsons is wonderful in it. He is just kind of this lovable, goofy kind of character, and to sort of make him... the sort of God is, I suppose, was inspirational. There's another play on Broadway called Hand of God. So God's a big deal on Broadway this year, which is about the hand puppet, which is similar in it's got a much more cutting. It's an edgier play, and is probably something to offend everybody, and the language in that one is going to be much more troublesome for some people than the one on this one. The thought process in this one may me. Hopefully people will go in with the idea being that it's theater and it's somebody's perception and it's a different way of looking at something that is something that's known to all of us. And I think that is the value and the job of art, of to make you see the world in a slightly different way. So, and as I said, Broadway is having a terrific season. I think in the coming weeks, because summertime tends to be a little quieter, the Drama Desk Awards are coming up this weekend, which is my group, and then the Tonys are the following weekend. They're slightly different. My group deals with Broadway, off-Broadway, and off-off-Broadway. Tonys deals specifically only with Broadway. So, for example, Fun Home is eligible for Tony, but not eligible for Drama Desk because it was off-Broadway first. It actually got some awards from us, and it is wonderful. And there are a lot of plays that are now beginning to go on tour, so I can give you some heads up about that in the coming weeks as well, of something that's a Broadway show that will be coming to your very own town, so you can go see it without having to come to New York. But if you do come to New York, do go to whatever else you should do. You should certainly go to Ground Zero, take the Staten Island Ferry, go to Central Park, have a great meal, but go and see live theater. This is certainly, if there was ever a year to do it, this is the year to do it. And because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that any even if you see theater two nights in a row, it's going to be a different experience the different nights because the audiences are different and the energy is different. The actors very likely will be the same, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And you now know, because you listen to me, two things. You know what's great because you went to the website, mine, drjoy.com, but you can also go and stand in line at TKTS in Times Square and get, on day of, half-price tickets plus, I think it's a $2.50 or $3.50 service charge. I'll check the next time I'm up there so I can be completely accurate for you. But so you can see Broadway, instead of $177, you pay half of that plus a service charge. So, and I know $80 is not, you know, it's not nothing, but it is truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, okay? And whether you're seeing somebody famous or something famous, and off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway are significantly more affordable. They're about half or less than that. But do it. It's really one of, you know, we know that experiences are what make us happy rather than things. So go experience Broadway. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.